The study, which was published in the journal Scientific Reports, found that most Malawi soils do not have an adequate amount of selenium required for human nutrition. In the report, researchers are calling for further investigation into the benefits and cost of enriching crops with selenium through fertilizers. Dr. Martin Broadley is the lead researcher of the study at the University of Nottingham's School of Biosciences.
One of the issues is the acidity, natural acidity of the soil in Malawi and in many areas. So it may be that there is rather a lot of selenium around in terms of the total concentration in the soil, but in terms of the amount of selenium that's available to be taken up by plants, that can be very, very low.
The study examined the diet and nutritional status of a total of 120 relatively healthy women between 18 and 50 years of age living in villages in Zambwe in northern Malawi and Mikolongo in the south.
It was a joint study with several collaborating groups. In Malawi itself, we were working with the Ministry of Health and with Lilongwe University. Our colleagues from those organizations spent a period of time in the homes of volunteers from two different regions. One region where the soils were very, very acidic and where we had previously observed very low transfer of the element selenium into the local crops, and one area where the soils were much more alkaline, so much higher pH, where previously we had observed very high levels of selenium being transferred into crops.
Broadley went on to explain what the volunteers did at the homes of the participants.
Our colleagues spent time, a period of 24 hours, with each of the volunteers of the study, and were able to collect samples of food and drink that were consumed in the home over that period, and were also able to collect blood and urine samples from the volunteers.
Generally speaking, scientists have found that a lack of proper levels of selenium in the body adversely affects the immune system, causing people to be more susceptible to infectious diseases and cardiovascular problems.
Work has been done previously and adopted at the policy level in Finland, for example. So for the last almost 30 years now in Finland, they have been using micronutrient-enriched fertilizers to make sure that the adequate levels of selenium are going into the diet. So the technology is in place. What isn't known is the benefit-cost analysis of adopting something like this approach.
In Malawi, the staple maize, which is a source of calories and protein, dominates the diet. But Broadley said the key to a healthier diet and to getting more selenium is to eat a larger variety of foods.
Either at an individual level, either people have to try and diversify their diets as much as possible, and that may mean trying to eat more fish or more animal produce of some description, or more vegetables, more nuts, that type of thing, which generally have higher levels of selenium in them. We're going to be a long way short of adequate intake without some radical changes in sort of dietary intakes in the Malawi population. And again, you're dealing with a situation in Malawi where many people are living on extremely low income levels and don't have access to sufficient purchasing power to be able to afford to buy such a diverse range of foods.
Broadley said a lot more research needs to be conducted to identify whether the cost of adding or changing the existing fertilizer practices in Malawi would be the most beneficial approach to improving the nutritional value of crops. I'm Kim Lewis reporting from Washington.